Let's talk about these Hillary emails. Now, this was breaking Friday late afternoon. The Hillary emails are breaking. Now, in case you haven't heard, because I'm sure some of you are like, oh, we've known about these emails. No. There is now officially a little over 20 emails that are classified, top secret, that were found on Hillary's server. They can't even release these emails with the scribble marks on them, you know, where they redact the information. They can't even redact the information. These emails are too classified. And it's not emails that are about Downton Abbey, Downton Abbey, however the hell you say it. I say Downton Abbey. Everybody tells me it's Downton Abbey. I think it's downtown, okay? But anyways, Downton Abbey, and it's not, okay? And it's not. It's not about Downton Abbey. It's about stuff that we don't even know. It could be drone strikes. It could be operative. Whatever it is, it's classified. It's on a private server. It's been transmitted to other people. Who knows who saw this? We don't know. We have no idea. But what we do know, it is official. It is official that there's classified, top secret, if you want to be get smart, if you want to be Maxwell smart, top secret emails. Top secret. On a private server. Now, here's something. Again, that is hard to comprehend. Okay? The fact that she had a private server is mind-boggling. It really is. And when you hear liberals say, oh, well, Colin Powell had a private email address. He used John. Time out. Forget the private email address, okay? Forget the private email address. Fine. Oh, you weren't using a .gov. You were using a .clinton or whatever the hell it was. Fine. You had a private email address. Fine. Not a big deal. A little sketchy. Fine. Well, Scooter Libby, look what happened with... Again, you're talking about private email addresses. You could play that game all day. I could play that game all day. I could get on the liberal side with private email addresses and go, well, here and there and here and the, but a server setting up a private secret server. It's a little bit different than an email address. And that's what gets lost. Again, state-run media is liberal media. And it's controlled by the Democrats. Okay. It gets lost. But we're not talking about a private email address. All right? We're not talking about a private email address. We're talking about server. We're talking about a box. Okay? We're talking about a special box. That's how I describe it, a box, a metal box. That a tech guy installs every email. Every email. Every ounce of work, everything goes on that server. There's a firewall. And that firewall is controlled by you. It's up to you. It is up to you. With what you want shown on that server. And trust me, when you hear people say, well, the FBI has the server, the FBI, they're going to retrieve what was deleted. No, they're not. No, they're not. And I'm not saying that's because the FBI is in cahoots. I don't believe that. I'm saying whoever, whatever IT guy hooked up that server, whatever IT guy hooked up that server also knows how to delete things from that server so they can never, ever be retrieved again. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Now, the whole splitting hairs aspect, that's what I call it, splitting hairs, is were the documents classified when Hillary Clinton and her team were passing them back and forth, or did they become classified years after? That's the splitting hairs. That's what the Hillary Clinton people went on different news organizations Friday to tell the liberal state-run media audience. Listen, these emails were not classified when Hillary had them, when they were being passed from UMA to members of the Muslim Brotherhood. Who God knows who Hillary Clinton and Uma Abedin passed all of these emails to, Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know. Who knows? Talk about sketchy people. We talk about sketchy individuals that hang around with the Clintons and inside their circle. So they're splitting hairs on, well, the emails weren't classified then, they are now. So in turn, she wasn't passing top secret information through a unsecured server. It was only now that they are tabbed it. And the State Department, the White House, are saying, not so fast. That's what people are saying now. Not so fast. This notion that everything that is top secret today was not top secret when they were being stored on the server, when they were being passed through emails on this server is not entirely true. Now, I had this conversation with all of you last week, and I broke down what I felt, what I thought. Now, I was having this conversation with Cat Howe Saturday night. I was having this conversation with her Saturday night. Think about this, okay? And not to be the Alex Jonesy conspiracy theorist, but think about this. Bernie Sanders has this meeting with Obama Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? He has this long meeting with Obama. It's covered on all the networks. Bernie Sanders leaves the meeting and even talks about not all of what they talked about, but gives a general outline of what Obama and him talked about. And then Friday, what happens? What happens? Oh, we didn't make the deadline of releasing all the emails because every month they have to release a certain amount of emails because they have a deadline that they have to make that everyone agreed to. And this month, or I should say last month, January, they did not make that deadline. And there is something like 20 plus emails that are top secret that cannot be released. And just the fact of them being top secret and being on a non-secured server makes this a sketchy situation. Have fun at the Iowa caucuses. I don't know. Call it a coincidence. Maybe. Maybe not. But Bernie Sanders met with the president. And then a few days later, we get what we got. We got 20 plus emails that cannot be released because they're top secret and they were on a non-secured server being transmitted back and forth between Umar Abedin and God knows whoever else. Very strange. Coincidence? Maybe. Planned? Maybe, which goes to the conversation we had about Obama not wanting Hillary Clinton. Matter of fact, Obama not wanting a Democrat. I said this. I told you my theory. I will say it again. I will say it again. Obama wants a Republican, would rather gamble. He would rather gamble and have a Republican come in after him. And it's actually not a big gamble because with state-run media, the way it is now, with the way state-run media is now, whoever that Republican president would be would have the weight of every single media empire against them, including Fox. Including Fox. So it's really not a gamble. It's not a gamble. So I take the gamble back. Obama would rather have a Republican who has the entire state-run media against him and obstructing him and creating these rifts and creating controversy and just putting that Republican under the microscope 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He would rather have that to cement his legacy of people going, huh, Obama wasn't that bad. Obama wasn't that. All the Republicans would say, oh my God, the worst president in the world, will go, he's not that bad. And all the liberals that went, he let us down, would say, you know what, he was awesome. And the only way to achieve that is by having a Republican as president. The only way to achieve that would be having a Republican as a president. It doesn't achieve itself by having Hillary Clinton. Because the only thing that trumps the first black president is the first woman president. It's the only thing that trumps the first black president. Oh, yeah. The first woman president completely puts the first black president right back in the bus. Just right in the back. Say, oh, you were driving the bus? Guess what, Obama? You're riding in the back of the bus. Because the mama is taking over. So Obama doesn't want that. Obama doesn't want that. And he knows if Bernie Sanders gets the nomination, Bernie Sanders is going to get hammered. I don't care what polls show today. Don't care what polls show today, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who are listening to us live, we're going to be leaving you. Go to Extreme Politics. You can watch the video feed or log in about an hour, and you can listen to the rest of this podcast. And now we will continue. We will continue. Bernie Sanders will get hammered in the general election. Bernie Sanders will get hammered. Remember, Bernie Sanders has not had a negative ad run against him. He has not had an ad that says, this guy wants to give you free stuff. Imagine an ad that shows Bernie Sanders going, free health care, free college, all these things, free. And then how is he going to pay for it? Raise your taxes. Raise your taxes to 90%. And then that gets intercut with him going, I'm a socialist. And then images of the Soviet Union, other socialist dictators. Imagine hundreds of millions of dollars of ads with those images and that message. He will get hammered. He will get hammered in the general election. And that's just that message. How about the message? Listen. And it's not even in a message because you can't really put it in an ad. You can't really put it in an ad. Who knows? Trump might figure out a way to put it in an ad. Who knows? But not to be racist, not to be anti-Semitic, but there are millions and millions and millions of people that will not vote for Bernie Sanders because his people killed Jesus Christ. I know that sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. But there are millions and millions and millions of extremely religious folk out there who don't like Jews. And their main complaint is the fact that they killed their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even though Jesus was King of the Jews, that gets overlooked. That gets overlooked. That gets overlooked. And instead, they replay the images from Passion of the Christ, and it burns them inside. And for that alone, there will be huge pockets of the electorate that will not vote for Bernie Sanders. So ultimately, Obama does not want Hillary Clinton in this race. And from all the insiders, and I'm not just talking about pundits, those know-nothings. I'm talking about retired FBI agents, retired CIA agents, retired people from that community that have gone on different shows or given interviews with New York Times or Washington Post or LA Times. All of these people say in their opinion, Hillary Clinton is going to get in trouble. There's a very good chance an indictment is going to come down. And if there is not an indictment, there could be some form of, I don't want to say walkout because that sounds way too dramatic, but there could be a big protest from the FBI. Because remember, the FBI, it's a nonpartisan gig. I mean, it really is. I mean, you have people that are part of the FBI who have been there from the Bush and Clinton administration. I mean, really, you have career FBI agents. You have career FBI agents that have been there for 25, 30 years. They don't care who the president is. They have jobs. They have specific jobs. They're crime fighters, if you want to sound corny. I mean, our FBI director now worked with John Ashcroft. I mean, you can't get more conservative than John Ashcroft. Our old attorney general can't be more conservative. I mean, John Ashcroft was the most conservative of all attorney generals. I think he made Ed Meese look liberal. So our FBI director today, worked under John Ashcroft. So the FBI isn't real political. They do their job. So word that is circulating around is if there's no indictment, if there's no real outcome, there's individuals in the FBI that are prepared to be outraged. So it is real. It is real that Hillary Clinton can get indicted and jammed up from this whole email situation. And if that happens, you then get Bernie Sanders. If that happens, you 100% get a Republican to be president of the United States. And ultimately, that's what Obama wants. He doesn't want a Democrat. That's why Joe Biden is not running. You think it was really Joe Biden's decision? When Joe Biden says, when Joe Biden is asked today, do you regret not running? And he says, I regret every day. You know why that is? Because it wasn't his decision. He's not the one that decided it. Obama. Obama said to Joe Biden, don't run. If you run, I will not support you. Bury you. I will make it so difficult. And Joe went, but why? Why, Brock? And Obama said, because Joe, the only way to cement my legacy and your legacy is by getting a Republican to come in after us. And Biden went, oh, Barack, that's genius. You're right. Obama said, so you want us to be thrown in the back of the bus for the first woman president and the first Mexican vice president. Because that's where the rumors are as far as vice president, that Hillary would take on an up-and-coming Mexican congressman. I think it's Castro, his name. I think it, don't quote me on that. Julian or Juan or I don't know. You've seen him out there before, this Castro kid. I think it's Castro. I think. Let me see. Just so we could have it correct. I think. Is it Julian? See. Yep, Julian Castro. He's the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He served 3 terms as mayor of San Antonio, Texas. That's who all the liberals say is going to be Hillary Clinton's choice as vice president. So Obama said to Joe, people say you've been one of the best vice presidents we've had. Again, they have you, and they compare Dick Cheney and Al Gore. Joe, do Do you understand what I'm saying? And if you go back further, you have Dan Quayle. So, Joe, we can't give them something that would be better than you. We can't give them something that the aesthetic is better than you. We can't give them something that our own base, our own press would salivate for, because then you get pushed aside. They compared you to Dan Quayle, you blow him away. They compared you to Dick Cheney, you blew him away. They compared you to Al Gore, you blew him away. They compare you to Julian Castro, the first Mexican vice president. Joe, it's over. It's done. So do you understand now? You can't run. And Biden went, you're right. You're right, Brock. You're 100% right. Henceforth, the interview, Biden, I regretted every day of my life. Every day I regret it. Every day I regret it. Because Biden was set to run. Biden was there. But Obama said no. We need to cement our legacy. And our legacy is having President Trump or President Cruz. That is our legacy. That is our legacy. Do you understand, Joe? And Joe said, I get it, I'm gone. And that's where we are now. Hillary Clinton, top secret emails on her server. The information was released on Friday. Iowa caucuses are today. She's in a neck-to-neck battle with Bernie Sanders. If this doesn't sink her at the polls, you will see next week. And when I say polls, meaning the Iowa caucuses. If she loses Iowa, then you'll see top secret email stuff be pushed off, because ultimately Obama doesn't want to see her in jail. I don't think he really wants to see her in jail. He just wants to see her out of the race. And if they could do it by votes, then that's fine and dandy. But if they can't, then they're going to have the prison. They're going to have the indictment. So we'll see what happens after tonight. Let's see what happens after that. If she wins tonight, you're going to see an uptick in the top secret emails this week. Mark my words. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Uptick this week if she wins the Iowa caucuses. If she doesn't, it'll be a slow simmer, because the votes will get her.